Popcorn Colin. Alrighty. So is this like episode 4? Because it would probably be the 3 players, and then there's me. This is actually episode 21. Wait, really? Yes. Well, please read from the paper. Sure, but I feel like I'm a bit... Yeah, throughout the show, we follow the awkwardly magical journey of 3 adolescent adventurers. I'm not even mentioned in the disclaimer. I'm not even... No. No, you're not. But I feel like I kind of kickstart, you know, the call to adventure. Please continue to read from the paper. 3 adolescent adventurers. Yeah. However, Magic Isn't Real is a podcast for adults. It's, yeah. Content warnings can be found in the episode description. So why episode 21? Is there a significance to me in this episode? Is that not really? No. So what? Did you just not want me around? Or like, I'm sorry if I've said something in the past that offended you? Or, no, just haven't really gotten around to it. Thank you. It was very good. I just don't see why you wouldn't have had me earlier. I feel like I'm a bit bigger part of this than you might just be. Wait.
What is up, guys? This is Magic Isn't Real.
It is. I told you we needed more glitter.
God, it's been a minute. New space.
It has.
Who dis?
Oh, it's been so long. I grew up.
We're so much closer together in this new space.
Yeah, Parker's 15 now.
Damn.
Oh shit.
I gotta take the SAT.
No.
That's the real reason for leaving your human life. It's like I can't take the SAT. Like it's so fucking tedious. Alrighty, y'all. Let's get straight to it,
y'all.
My Texas is showing.
Y'all.
What?
Joined
Texas?
With me. Fuck you. We're not doing Texas shit again. We're not doing this.
We're not going to talk about the Alamo for 45 minutes.
I've had enough. We've had 10 minutes of Texas content, and that's all we're going to do. Save it for season 2. Joined with me, as always, is the Parmesan on my Cheerios, Kayla Temshew.
What the fuck?
Okay, so you know how they say that your tongue can imagine what anything feels like just by like thinking about it?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine licking Parmesan off Cheerios. I think I'm quitting the pod. Hi, I'm Kayla Temshew. They, them. I play Parker Henley. She, her. Parker is a level, wait for it, 5.
Oh.
Circle of the Shepherd's Room. And Parker's
I'm turning
tagline...
Jonah down. Can't do that shit.
Parker's tagline this week is, I'm trading in my dog.
What?
Let me fix the guy. Tree.
Sorry,
oh, I need
pause.
The clickers.
Keep going.
I'm trading in my dog to become a god.
The Elric brothers can do it.
See, it's a play on the words dog and god.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love Fallout.
Man, fuck you guys. Jonah, you go.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonah Pfeiffer, he, him, and I play Ted Vardaman, the level 5 lore bard, who is the $1 million man if dollars were insecurities. his tagline.
How have we not yet said Vardaman?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
How have you just did?
Right? Like 21, 22 episodes?
Ted's tagline for this week is, hey, guys, what's a cool name for somebody who... It is not the first thing you would think of.
Why? Hello, guys. My name is Christian Contreras. He, him, and I play the amazing, the spectacular, the sensational, the absolutely gorgeous Brandon Rodriguez.
Man, I'm surprised you didn't throw a homosexual in there.
Bow, 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 bow.
And today's tagline is going to be, good to have you back, Kev.
Yeah. Batman is attached to
good
this
for
Robin.
You,
exactly.
Maybe.
Can't leave my Robin behind.
I think I'm just going to throw out the show
Batman's
Bible.
Batman's never left a Robin behind before.
Except for that one time that one got killed.
Well, then there's that other time.
Then there's that other time with the crowbar.
Oh, God.
We don't talk about Hood.
What's our goddamn question?
All right. Well, without further ado, let's get to the extra credit.
Which Robin died? Which was maimed?
That's a trick question. I think there's more than one in that answer.
Rank these Robins in order from most to least tragic backstory.
Damn. That's a tough one.
That is a tough
one. Starting with the high school question, which is about the age in which they died.
Oh, God.
With the contest of marks underway, you'll be seeing a plethora of different species that have adapted differently through their evolutionary tracks. Some have gills, ooze-like bodies. Some have skin as hard as armor. But what is the word for a creature that can live both on land and in the water?
Oh, I love Invincible.
Yeah.
I got this.
I think I got this.
Fucking maybe.
Who would like to answer first? Now that we have a different circle.
I'll go because I want to be honest.
Okay.
And I feel like I might change my answer if I hear someone say something and that's it's so better.
If anybody gives me any shit for this question, I forgot to do the extra credit for this episode because we've been real busy. We took a little month hiatus to do some really cool auditions.
Amphibian. There you go.
Amphibian is your answer.
That's my answer. I think it's amphibian.
Oh, I didn't do any bonuses for
because
this.
Because also the Latin root B is B, amphibian as in B sexual is both, as in both water and land. And also, sure. I believe frogs are amphibians, and frogs are both water and land.
Sure.
All right. Mine is amphibious. I just went with the adjective.
Okay.
Amphibian is what I put as well.
Good job, you three. Ring the damn bell, because y'all are back on track. Everybody gets, oh no, a re-roll in the human world.
Yeah. Boy, I'm better at answering questions than I am doing taglines. See, this is much funnier because now all episode they're gonna wonder what it was.
Yeah,
that's so good.
What was so bad they had to bleep out?
Yeah, they're gonna wonder what the fuck I said.
I had to bleep me saying, and then we'll bleep this too, I guess. I had to bleep me saying I was gonna myself.
you should cut in like some crowd noise from wrestling.
Watch out! And on to the D&D related trivia, which I guess is the only one that's really gonna fucking matter to you guys from here on out.
I'll make a call to my Nona at one point and use my three to re-roll.
D&D related trivia. What about D&D? What is it all about? Is it the combat? Creating intricate characters? Flirting with your friends? It could be, but the answer definitively is dragons. Obviously, with all the dragons to choose from to rattle your players with, what type of dragon is known for its love of riddles?
Bitches. This is rude because Christian just talked about how much he knows about dragons.
I was so pissed.
we were just shooting
the shit right before, and I'd already like written the extra credit as we're sitting down here, and it's like, yeah, one of my characters, I was a dragon slayer, and I had to research all the shit. I'm like, fuck!
What's funny? I don't remember this one.
No, yeah, that's a good one. Right?
I think I know which one. I'm like, but he made a
very pointed question about metallics earlier.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly what I was thinking
metallic.
Too.
Okay. I was just going to say, imagine dragons.
Shit, Sherlock Holmes. I say a lot of dumb shit. Not as much as your taglines, but you know, we're getting through.
The gag is that I don't know shit about dragons, so I'm just gonna be guessing a metallic dragon and hoping that it's an actual kind of dragon.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I am bouncing between like three dragons.
There's
to fit this.
Copper, brass, bronze, gold, silver,
heavy metal.
Heavy,
yeah.
So chrome is not one.
No.
Good, because I was going to say chrome.
Everything is chrome.
Future.
Okay, I have mine.
I have mine as well.
I'll take a guess.
Alrighty, let's see it.
My gut instinct was imagine, but I think I'm going to go with bronze.
Fuck you. Bronze, okay.
Sure, why not?
Joner.
I'm going to say brass.
Brass.
I said copper.
That's copper. A good one. That's a good answer.
Bronze.
Sure.
Brass.
Sure.
Copper. One of you is right.
It's copper, isn't it?
Let's hope.
I think it's Jonah.
It's copper. It's absolutely copper. The copper dragon, known for its love of riddles, absolutely goes to the dragon slayer.
Let's
Christian
go.
Nice.
Can we fight one of those, please?
You guys want a dragon? I can give you a dragon.
No, but I can do a battle of riddles.
You know what's funny? I remember like a dragon having to do something with riddles. I can't remember which one it was because I was like, if I ever have to fight this one, I'm fucked.
Fuck the dragon.
That's why you keep me around.
Exactly.
Yep.
And with that, I think we're going to get right into this episode.
Are we ready?
Okay.
What the fuck was
that? Because I cried a lot last episode.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's my family.
Oh, what the fuck's going on?
as we left off. The boys driving up the drive, Kev seeing the sideways house for the first time, Parker in the upstairs bedroom. But we are going to go back to the human realm for just a moment, as we see, walking out of the trailer, Ted with a bag of VHS tapes.
I got all the classics in there. X8, Rock Austin, 3, what I watched last night. I even threw 1 in there just for nostalgia. But anyways, pull out my PCS. Message.
Hello.
Good old Colin. I need to call Colin.
I'm your...
Yeah, I know who you are.
PCS?
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Right now, I need you to call Colin.
Absolutely. Colin.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, buddy? I need one more favor before I go back, if that's cool.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that you guys get your goodbyes. I kind of wish I had one.
Goodbye to who? The 6 other groups of kids you traumatized?
Yeah. Fair point. All right, where do you want
to go? Whoopsie.
Sorry. I'm a little on edge right now.
I get it.
Yeah, it might suck to have nobody to say goodbye to, but at least you don't have a shitty-ass dad. Or you might. I never asked.
We don't really get parents on my planet.
Huh.
We're just... No, you know what? We don't have to get into that now. Where do you need to go?
Have you ever frequented the Center County Correctional Facility?
Center in what state?
Pennsylvania.
No. I can try to get you as close as I can.
It would be helpful, otherwise I'm going to have to bike. And let me tell you, it's a shitty bike ride.
Yeah, that'd be quite a trek. Let me do a couple of calculations real quick and see how close that I can triangulate that location.
And then he goes quiet for a little bit. You hear the sound of crystals rattling against each other. Some marks going on his wall in the kitchen. And you start to overhear the door opening, some laughter, and Ronan flickering around. But he comes back to the PCS and he says,
"All right, I'm able to get you pretty damn close, but it might be like a block off. Is that all right?"
Yeah, that's fine.
I've never been to that location before. It's a lot harder if I've never really, you know, been there myself. Here, there should be a portal right there.
And right back on your trailer, the front door starts sparking up with portal-like energy.
Well, that's interesting. Back in I go, I guess. Open the door I just came out of and walk back into it.
And you walk through. And as you walk out, you seem to be in some sort of restroom, and you hear someone in the stall next to you a little rattled and shaken from the noises that have come from your stall.
Does it look like like in the prison restroom? Like, is there no, like, detachable things?
You open up the door, you're in a prison cell.
This looks like a public restroom, okay, not in like prison. In a prison.
Everything okay in there, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know, you know, I ate some bad shit.
I get it. I'm popping out a number 6 myself. Nope, I'm going to cut that.
6? What in the fuck?
It's another thing we got to bleep out now.
Who would say that?
Fucking hate Dustin.
Fucking hate Dustin.
I walk out of that room disgusted. That man.
Imagine being in a stall next to someone and be like, "Yeah, I'm taking a shit."
Some people, man.
You would be surprised.
Yeah, I would be fucking surprised.
They seem really, really nervous as soon as you start. God damn it!
Sorry.
As soon as you start to leave the stall, they start to pick their feet up and try and not be noticeable around you because it looked like you were setting a fire.
Yeah,
you know, in that fucking stall.
Wouldn't be the first time.
What does that mean?
I can attest to that.
As you go outside the bathroom, it seems you're in some sort of fast food chain. McGregor's. We can't say.
Yeah, probably.
McGregor's.
There we go.
Hi, would you like a McGregor meal today?
No, I wouldn't. I will quickly and briskly depart the McGregor's.
You leave. And in the distance, you can see the tips of what looks to be some sort of prison facility. And like you said, you're about a block away.
This is a good idea. Yeah, totally.
You start to get to the aisle of gates that lead into the actual building for visitors. And once you reach the door, there is a reception desk. And there's a woman sitting there, a badge on her chest, looking up from her Sudoku puzzle, saying...
Visitation?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here to see 619. Connor Vardaman.
Can I ask relation?
Brother.
We're going to check you through these metal detectors, and then we will calm him down.
Also, can I drop these off with you, and you could maybe let him switch them out in media time?
We're going to have to check through these.
Dump out my backpack full of random VHS tapes onto the counter.
Yeah, I suppose we could do that.
That's good. They're good.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's my favorite. Point at WrestleMania 3.
Yeah, just step through here and we're going to get you checked.
I hope they don't notice the fucking wizard staff and sword and all the other shit. You know, I should have thought
this.
I should have thought this through more.
Do you have any sort of illusionary magic to silence them?
Oh, I do. The only question is, will it work?
Oh, but you got a bunch of human world rerolls.
I have one. Ask the nice lady if I can use the bathroom.
We're going to send an officer out to just monitor the door, make sure nothing funny is going on. But you seem like a nice kid. Williams, can you go with this kid? He's got to use the restroom before he gets in.
Another officer comes with you, attends you at the door, and there's a single-use bathroom as you get inside.
As soon as I enter the bathroom and make sure that nobody else is there, I will, I guess, pull the cloak from my backpack and put it on, put the hood up, making myself dim. Then I'm going to attempt to cast a major image.
Okay.
Perfect copy of myself. Always tried to make yourself look like everybody else. Now it's time to make yourself again.
I'm so glad we're not here.
Right.
20.
That is not good enough.
Damn.
If you would like to use that reroll, we can negate. Okay, go. Go, 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 go.
64. Still not it.
But it's closer.
It's closer, but not quite. Can you give me one more percentile check to see what kind of wild magic is spurring up?
Hey, it could work in your benefit. It could work in your benefit.
Fuck you, not Magic Earth! 85.
As you start to use this major image, you're noticing that you're not really connecting to the illusionary part of your brain. You're actually using more of the telepathic part of your brain.
What?
And you start to hear whispering in your ears, and these voices starting to flood your head.
What is this? Who is that?
Number 85. Voices begin whispering in your head. You soon find out that these aren't actually voices, but these are the thoughts of everyone within a 20-foot radius of you. Give me an arcana check to see if you know how long it lasts.
Oh, no.
Natural one.
No.
You got some voices. What you hear from outside the bathroom is, oh, God damn it. Why am I always on these kind of shifts? I could be inside. I could tussle with the big guys.
What the fuck?
This is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
The major image dissolves.
Yep. Oh, plan B. Okay, plan B. What the fuck was plan B again? I pull out my actual cell phone, text Colin. Colin!
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm trying to do a thing. It's not working. I need you to take all my random shit.
Where are you at?
In the prison.
Okay.
In the bathroom.
Oh.
Remember that cool cloak I stole from you? Well, I need you to steal it back.
Yeah, we never talked about that, by the way. I'm one of my one heirlooms I got to keep.
It fits me really well.
You know what? Just to not draw attention to the door.
Oh my God.
Technically, if you close the toilet, that, in a way, could be a door. That's how I'm able to use the ice cooler back in the...
Man, I gotta flush all my cool shit down the
prison
toilet.
Yeah, you gotta put it down the shitter, dude.
God damn it.
I'm gonna use your PCS to track your location, and let's see if this works. And just as he says that, you start to see the sparks around the toilet bowl, and there's a portal.
I start tossing all my shit in there, except when it comes time to take the cloak off and put it in. I hesitate. You don't understand, Colin. I needed this.
God, that kid's taking a long time in the bathroom.
Shit, shit, shit.
Knock, knock, knock. Hey, everything all right in there? Maybe he's taking a dump.
Yeah. I don't put the cloak in. I step away from the toilet.
The portal stops.
So I have my backpack that is now empty. It just used to be full of VHS tapes, and now it just has my cloak that I stuff into it. I walk back out, I'm like, all right, I'm good. I had to take a number 6 in there.
Fuck you!
All right, yeah. Come on down this way. And as you walk and you get closer to more people, you're starting to hear a flood of information enter your ears. And now it's time to walk down the metal detectors, and you do so easily.
Nice.
Just one more thing. We're going to have to check that backpack. God, I hope it's nothing. God, I hope it's nothing.
Yeah, for sure.
Unzip? You a LARPer?
I like the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. What a fucking loser. Guess my life isn't all that bad. Zips it back up.
I look sadder. This is the point that I realize it's the thoughts of people around me. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, zips it back up, hands it over to you. All right. Wow.
Damn.
And they lead you down these concrete hallways before they get to the visitation center, which is empty at the moment. It's a row on a glass wall with chairs and telephones on their side so you can talk to the person across from you. Though that isn't really going to be an issue with your new wild magic.
Damn.
You sit down for a minute before you see a familiar face turned unfamiliar. You see your brother walk in, looking at you with almost shock, not on his face but in his eyes, as he slowly is uncuffed, walks over to the table, picks up the phone. And you hear, before he speaks, "What the fuck is he doing here?"
Yeah, this is going to be a weirder one than I envisioned.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, big bro.
Is it a school day?
You look big. You've been working out?
God.
Yeah.
Look, I came because I'm leaving. I'm leaving town.
Well, I mean, you're in Pennsylvania, dude. You're already out of town. Where's mom and dad?
That's...
God, did dad die?
I'm here because I need you to tell them.
What? Why do you need me to tell them? Well, I mean, I've stocked up my phone calls, but...
Look, mom kinda gets it, but, like, dad just doesn't...
How is mom?
God, I hope she fucking leaves him soon.
Yeah, me too.
What?
No, mom's good. Mom's good. She's still working at the diner.
I get that.
I miss getting out of school and heading over to the diner, seeing her in her apron with a smile on her face. She really doesn't hate work. She loves it.
Yeah, look, this isn't what I hoped things would turn out like. Dad's only going to listen if he hears it from you. And what you need to tell him is, it's his fault that I'm leaving.
What the hell possessed him to say that?
You need to tell him if he had given a shit about his second kid, then maybe he'd still have one.
Damn, he's done some growing up.
I need you to tell mom that. Look, you know what I mean, right?
What's on his mind?
I'm leaving to go somewhere, and I really don't know if I'm gonna, you know, come back. I don't know what's gonna happen to me. And so, when you get out, you're gonna be all that mom and dad have left. You gotta tell them, I'm trying to make things better. I'm trying to not stop myself before I, say, turn out like you.
God, I don't want him to turn out like me.
I brought all your favorite tapes.
Wait, you mean the old wrestling tapes that we used to...
Yeah. Yeah, I still kept them all.
Goddamn.
I miss you, man. I wish you were still home.
I miss the hell out of you, dude. Sorry it all turned out like this. I'm gonna do better when I get out of here. I think I'm gonna get out on good behavior.
God, I need to not get in any more fights. I need to be able to get out of here.
I had something for you, not just the tapes, but I'm not sure how I can get it to you.
What is he blown through in his allowance?
What do you got for me?
I pull out the cloak.
God damn it, he's gonna get my ass kicked.
Do you think there's any way?
Did you make that?
No, it was a gift from a friend.
Not for nothing, but it doesn't really fit the prison uniform kind of look, you know what I mean? I know it's not like high school, but it's... Everybody has to sort of keep up their look to...
Not get fucking killed in here.
Not to fit in with the wrong crowd.
Look, bro, this isn't gonna make much sense right now, but if you put this on, you will definitely get out on good behavior.
What the fuck is he talking about?
You will definitely get out on good behavior. I'm looking around at the cops next to me.
The same guy that was watching you at the bathroom, and he's like, maybe I'll do a chili dog.
What I want the most is for you to be free because of your good behavior. And I keep just, I keep doing the eye flick down to the cloak and back
fuck,
up
is
again.
It padded with Kevlar?
What did you do to it?
You know, I don't know that I can say that right now, but it's special. Like Undertaker special.
Oh my god, maybe he didn't grow up.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get that passed through to me. Seriously, you don't have to be looking out for me.
No, you don't understand. I do have to be the one looking out for you.
God damn it, I never wanted this.
Look, I have to go, but there's one more thing that you need to understand before I leave. Magic is real.
Like David Blaine?
If I come back, I'll get to explain everything, but I don't have that option right now. I already tried, believe me. Things are going to have to change a lot around here before.
He definitely believes what he's saying.
Oh, this is so disturbing.
I don't know where you're at right now.
I don't know where I'm at either, man. Literally, half the time, I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
I've done a bad job of taking care of you.
Yeah, you did. But you know what? It's okay. You showed me
it's not okay.
I thank you for saying that. Truly, like, I know coming here probably wasn't easy. I wanted to leave so fucking bad. Every day. And then the moment I did, it felt like magic. I was just able to leave. Be free and away from fucking town and dad and... But magic fades. And eventually you'll see things as they are. Just make sure you got a level head, and please, just be careful. Don't take risks.
We're well past that. All I'm saying is, put the fucking cape on and see what happens. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Is this the last time I'm going to see my brother?
Next time we see each other, things will be really different. Things will be better.
He looks around.
Can't be worse than this.
I will force myself to get up and leave.
And you do. You see a lone tear starting to go down his cheek before he thinks in his head. I really hope he doesn't get himself killed before I get out of here.
Come on, big bro. There's no crying in wrestling.
And he's escorted out, back in cuffs. The security guard takes you back. You pass off the cloak. What do you do?
Briefly and severely regret my decision to give up my most powerful magic item. Then I leave.
Absolutely. And as you exit, it starts to rain. Those cloudy skies start to turn to water on your face.
It's all going to be better. Soon as I fix this place. Yeah. Better. Okay. Text again. Just, I'm ready to call in.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I took a while.
Little ways down, you start to see a spark. Some sort of abandoned office building.
Now capeless. I'll make my way through.
You walk through and you are in the kitchen. You see Brandon, Ronan, Colin, and Kev.
Hell, you took your sweet time.
You took your friend with you.
Okay, do you still hear their thoughts?
Yes.
Yes.
Holy shit. It's that kid, the fucking swagalicious dude that was at the party.
I'm sorry. I didn't know there was plus one invites to this whole universal adventure thing. Otherwise, I would have... Well, actually, I wouldn't have brought anybody, but...
Oh, that's really sad.
What do you we needed more hands anyway. This is going to be a long journey.
We need more hands. What, to jerk you off with?
Gross.
Kev's not gross? Do I hear this upstairs?
You start to hear a rustling downstairs. You start to hear a little chatter.
Yeah, I'll make my way downstairs.
That was uncalled for. You actually seem pretty cool. I'm just mad because this fucking guy just loves to...
He's flustering.
Spit it out, buddy.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Parker makes her way downstairs.
Oh, God. Are they fighting again? Of course they're fighting again. Oh, Ted's back. Cool. Don't make eye contact. Just don't do that. We can't do that right now. We can't even think about that right now because now we're going to fight gods. And hey, how was saying bye to your family? Oh, my God. That was so not cool. Why could you play it like even a little bit more cool? Jesus Christ, Parker. You didn't say bye to the colonel for this.
You just watched Ted developing a migraine slowly. Oh, I just like bend over slightly.
What the hell's wrong with him?
Oh my God, is Ted sick? Is he okay? Should I offer to heal him? I'm always offering to heal him. I don't think he wants the good berries. Does he want all that's right? No, I'm freaking him out. God, why do you always freak guys out?
It's fuck.
Dude, just get off the floor.
Where the fuck is my cloak?
Oh, hey, Kevin.
Oh, hey, you're here too.
Hey, yeah. No, that's I'm always cool. Yeah, thanks for taking my call the other day. That's right. I have two friends I can call on my phone. I have Kev and I have Colin. And I guess I have Ted and Brandon. I don't know what our relationship really is at this point. It's really confusing with the both of them, honestly.
They seem good.
Yeah. Oh, God. So I may have tried to use magic again.
Wait, you tried this fucking dumbass. You tried to use magic again?
Oh, my God. Are you
also,
okay?
Yeah, also I gave your cloak to my brother.
Wait. You fucking what?
Yeah.
You gave it away?
Don't worry. It's just to break him out of jail.
Oh my fucking God!
Your brother's in... Sorry, that's inappropriate for me to ask about.
I have a lot of questions.
Why is he in jail?
Oh my God, he killed someone, didn't he?
Oh my God, Brandon, you can't just ask why people are in jail.
It's okay. I get it. I haven't told y'all about it before. It wasn't anything crazy, okay? He stole a car.
Why'd he steal a car?
That's it?
We've stolen lots of things.
Well, when you steal things and you get caught by the police and you have a bunch of drugs on you and a gun, things don't turn out well, always. Look, he meant well, okay? He was just trying to get more money for the family. I mean, we live in a fucking trailer. Not a lot of opportunities. He's in jail. And that's why I stayed longer, because I went to visit him, and that's the only reason.
I mean, I've killed people, so I can't really judge anyone.
All this magic is worthless, means nothing, if I can't help the people I care about. And I had enough magic in me to help the people I care about, so I did. Because the last time I tried to do that, you, and he points at Colin, you took it from me. And I'll always remember that. But it's okay, because I'm going to fix it. But for now, the best I can do is get my fucking brother out of jail, where he gets the shit beaten out of him by the goddamn gangs and has to eat ramen with canned tuna on top of it all the time.
So I still have a little bit of Snell Heal to my system right now, so...
You're high!
I'm not high!
Oh, yeah? Let me see your eyes.
You see him? The pupils are definitely a little bit bigger than they should be.
I flick them in the forehead.
Fuck you!
How about Colin and Reese, while you guys are still on Snellhealed, you go and work on that, and then the three of us will get Kev caught up on everything with, like, what we remember. I mean, obviously not with what, like, Ted remembers. Oh, God, that's right. Ted doesn't remember anything.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember anything.
He doesn't remember anything. Do you know who I am?
Yes, I'm... Okay, I don't remember anything from the past 2 days.
Oh.
We'll catch the both of you up. Everything except the part about me being attracted to Kelly, and also maybe some of the stuff about Ted saying I was amazing and then we were going to watch that movie together. I don't know. God, this is so confusing. So you guys want to go, like, upstairs?
Guys, I think the magic is fucking me up right now. Something is
wrong. Are you okay? Is he on drugs?
No, I am not okay.
What happened? You said you used magic in the human world. What's going on?
Cure you of wounds.
I appreciate it.
God, is he hallucinating?
I appreciate it, Parker.
Is he on drugs?
Oh my God.
Holy shit, is he on drugs?
I think we should just get on with the mission, you know? I think
Are you on drugs? Are you on drugs?
Oh, I wish I was on drugs, man.
Are we talking about drugs? Reese in the other room.
Only these two are on drugs.
I mean, it's also not a drug. It is a plant coming from the earth. It sounds like drugs.
Okay, adventurers, let's go upstairs.
Let's go upstairs.
All right, I'm going to go in the living room, keep working with Reese.
Let's get 20 feet plus away from half of the group.
Honestly, I think Reese knows a lot more than I do on this stuff. I thought that I knew everything, but I think he's the real mastermind behind this laser technology.
All right, we have ruled out telling everyone that I hear thoughts. That is out of the question. Now what are we doing?
Okay.
Am I on drugs?
So, in summary, we are involved in a fight to the death with a series of magic users.
Oh, I kind of already sort of caught him up. I kind of sort of already caught him up.
Yeah, you did.
It's kind of like Hunger Games.
It's kind of like Hunger Games, right?
I don't know. I wasn't allowed to watch Hunger Games.
Yeah, like the minute...
What?
Ted doesn't remember anything.
Yeah. Nope.
Well, I mean, he remembers some things, but not like the last 48 hours where nothing important happened.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the fact that I beat his ass.
Whoa, you didn't... I mean, what?
What?
You beat my ass?
What?
What? I didn't say that.
Ted, you guys fought a really good and fair fight.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
I don't know what the fuck is going on right now.
You told me about...
I thought you weren't here.
Oh, Ronan's still flying around a little bit.
God damn it.
Can Parker roll an insight check on Ted's slip up?
Yeah. And I'm going to actually have Ronan do one as well.
I don't even know what I'm hiding and what I'm not.
That's a 15.
I rolled a 16.
Ooh. Oh, act accordingly.
Okay, so Ted must have put together that Brandon kicked his ass. How do I say this in a way that'll make him feel better? But I kicked Brandon's ass.
You did?
She did. She did.
Damn. That's pretty cool.
Ted, do you mind if I have a little bit of a arcane tech inside me. Do you mind if I take a little poke in your head real quick?
Oh, I don't like poking in anybody's heads. I don't know why you need to do that.
Maybe I'm going to need the needles.
No, you don't need... I mean, I think we just need to, you know, think more quietly.
Ted's tramp stamp is showing. Ted's tramp stamp is showing.
Shut up about... Never mind, man.
What did you... What? What did you think?
Your plan of... needling my face.
Ted thinks I'm cool.
And Ronan starts massaging his beard as he's just staring at you pensively.
Look, man.
You're like a little puzzle I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I get that a lot, okay? Now can you leave me the fuck alone?
All right, fine. I'll get out of your way.
Yeah,
I was going to try and, you know, deduce what was happening and see if I could try and reduce the side effects or maybe stop it entirely, but I'm going to go upstairs. Okay, bye!
What side effects?
Yeah.
And he flies upstairs.
I'm clearly operating normally.
I love to bring Jonah to the people that are imprisoned in Colin's house.
Absolutely. Going back
Wait,
to them.
Wait, who the fuck is imprisoned?
Who's Jonah?
You've met them.
Okay, well, there's something else we should probably all talk about. Colin still has people here?
God, there's more fucking people hanging to me.
I mean, there's like... one of those things that eats people, and then also a hot guy. I mean, hot like he was on fire. Not like hot like he was a hot guy.
It's okay if he's hot, Parker. You know how many times I've said... You know what? Never mind.
What? What was he going to say? No,
what
it's...
Say?
What were you going to say?
So there
what
was a...
there's a lot of, you know, well-trained, good physiques in wrestling. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
God,
and sometimes you think about what it'd be like to, like, have a physique like that. Or, like, touch one. Or, I don't know.
Oh, like the one girl from his little slime fest
God,
thing.
He's in my fucking head.
Oh, my God. Okay, Parker, shut the fuck up. You can't be thinking about any of this right now. None of this can go in your head
God,
right now.
Everyone is so put together.
Ted's still thinking about that pretty girl the monster turned into. God,
I am
shut
not...
Shut up.
Think... people.
He's hot like he's on fire!
Get it, he's on fire!
Let's go see what they're up to! And then Parker just takes off in the direction of that.
So that's upstairs and to the left. To the right is the bedroom. To the left is the locked room, which now doesn't have a board on top of it because you split it in half, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Something like that. Going into that closet-like space, there is the string light in the middle.
Oh, Kev, you're about to see... some stuff that might be beyond your current comprehension.
Well, I can't see it without the light. I'm going to go turn on the light.
Yeah, wait, I got off on a tangent. Why did you bring Kev here to die?
Click.
Yeah, holy shit.
He'll learn, you
it's
learn.
It's a giant fetus.
I guess he is kind of hot.
Why is it veiny?
Why the fuck is it veiny?
The hot guy is still there.
The hot guy, yes, is straight center. He's a fire genasi.
Yeah, and he is actually
flames
hot.
All over him. He is very attractive. To the left is some sort of aquatic-looking fellow in a pool of water. And to the right is the Desolate.
Okay, so we're here. Some of these things are people.
Wow. I'm offended.
Hey, look, I thought you were among the sum, man. Maybe look in yourself and see what those insecurities are all about.
He looks back at all the tally marks that he's put on the wall. I've had a lot of time to think.
Can I count the tally marks?
Yeah.
It's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Can I use the power of being good at math to count them?
Yeah,
faster?
I'm not even going to have you roll for it. He's been here for around 4 months.
Oh, shit.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
So Colin's not with us?
No. So right now you have all three of the... This room is very loud, especially coming from the Desolate.
Uh-oh.
Oh, guys, I think I need a fucking Tylenol, man. Oh, shit.
Ted, do you need to lie down? We don't need to... You don't need to push yourself.
No, it's good. We totally came in here for a reason, right?
Got a parashi.
What the fuck?
Can I check his temperature? Would that be weird? I think that'd be weird. Or do you need berries?
No. All of my agony is not physical.
Dude, are you coming down from something?
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, how long is this supposed to take?
Well, you know how these things are. You remember when I was deboned?
The fire genasi looks at you, taps his forehead, and you see a little spark of purple come out. And as soon as it touches the cage walls, it bounces back at him, throws him against the walls. I should have fucking known about that shit.
What was that?
Yeah, what was that?
Takes a look at the bars. These are gates.
No. The thing that came out of your head. What kind of magic was that?
Yeah, what'd you do?
I wasn't going to hurt anybody.
No, I know.
No, I get it.
I just wanted to know what was going on with him.
This is a purely informational.
What's going on with me?
I'm pretty adept with, you know, snaps both his fingers, flames pop in his hand. I'm here probably for a reason.
Can I do an Incana and or investigation to see if he has
Incana?
Arcana and or what investigation to see if he has a mark on him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that was a good call.
That is.
I don't think we saw him, though. We would have seen
you,
him.
You saw a lot of beings.
It was like 12, right? 11?
Yeah, and it was a dark room.
Okay.
Dark room was like the infinite void of fucking cosmos.
I got a 12 Arcana to tell what kind of magic it is and an unnatural 20 investigation to see if he has a mark.
Okay. You were able to deduce both. For in terms of the magic, it's definitely something within himself. This is not something that he has gained power from another being or any sort of celestial god. This is purely power from within his elemental soul that he is emitting.
Sorcerer.
And as for the mark, you can't really see any.
Hmm.
And you would be able to tell.
Okay.
Because the only other marks that would really hide are the chest tattoo, not a sorcerer's mark, and the tramp stamp was pretty well hidden.
You know who has the lower back tattoo. Yeah.
Why did Colin put you here?
God, it might have been because of the kids. I truly don't know. I, like I said, was walking one day, all those episodes ago when I told you this story for the first time, and he just kind of swooped me up, said I was a part of some grand plan, and that I would fuck it up for him.
Can I do an insight check?
Yeah.
Now that I'm wiser and smarter.
And I'm going to roll opposing deception. Oh, righty. 23.
Mm.
25.
Mm.
Damn. Yeah, he's definitely... You've had a lot of time since you first talked to him. You were pretty fucking novice when you first talked to these guys. Now you've been around the block. You know a little bit more about people's motives in these alternate universes. And... this guy is definitely hiding something. He has a lot more magic than you thought he did.
I see through how hot you are.
Yeah, my friend sees through your chiseled, rippling musculature.
What?
It's kind of chilly in here.
I'm going to lean closer to the bars, and I'm going to get up in his face, on my tippy toes. Oh, no, I'm tall. And whisper,
I know you're lying. And last time we spoke... I was just a 14-year-old girl who could kind of talk to animals, and that was cool. But now I've blackmailed a god, and I'm not the same force that you were reckoning with before. Why are you here?
Give me an intimidation check.
I'd like to use the help action by saying, if you're not honest with us, I have a killer headache, and I'm just itching to peel somebody like a fucking orange right now.
God, I hope he opens this gate. Please roll with advantage.
I did. I got a 9.
realm.
I have a -2 to intimidation.
That makes sense.
God, Parker.
So, this guy, you guys have grown in your expertise since you've been around this dude, but he's still miles above you.
Damn.
This guy, as you approach, he doesn't back away from the bars, but as soon as you're done speaking, he leans back against the wall behind him and says, well, if you're so confident, open the gate.
No.
I'm sorry, I've already done all my jailbreaking for today.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Ted, what?
Wait, is this guy really going to help me?
No, I'm not going to help.
What?
Huh?
Wait. Wait. Please get well insight. Hmm. I'm still figuring you out.
You're gonna fucking need a minute, Buster.
Look, until we know who you are and why you're in here, we can't let you out. But if you tell us and you're real about it and you're not, I don't know, some sort of interdimensional terrorist, then maybe we can get you out of here.
Huh.
Kind of think he's some interdimensional terrorist.
And how are you gonna convince Colin to do that?
I don't need to convince Colin to do anything. I took the fucking cape right off his back.
And I'm his favorite, so...
Yeah.
Wait, this guy has friends? Wait, so you're not, like, employees?
Well, no, yeah. No, we totally are.
No.
Without benefits or pay or insurance.
Oh,
or
you might not remember. We kind of did, like, a big coming to peace thing with Colin, and he's kind of, like, our
bitch
assistant now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I do an investigation check just to, like, see if someone's listening in on us or perception?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just in case we're not the only ones. That's going to be a 14.
You don't have the most magic in the room by far. However, you still do have some sort of an arcane sense. And you're seeing that there is some sort of illusionary magic right over the doorway. And inside it, you can see some form of clairvoyance. There is a clear camera in this room.
We're being watched.
It's definitely Colin. All right, well, I'm sure we have important missions to attend to.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we'll see you again.
Have fun carving that wall, buddy.
We'll see you in another 4.
What's he carving the wall with?
You can see on his fingers, he's got sort of claws. He's got these long nails going.
Sick. Okay, let's go. Parker walks out of the room.
Wow, what badasses.
I also walk out of the room.
Yep, follow him.
Okay, I don't know if you all have noticed, and Kev, I'll catch you up on this, I guess.
I haven't noticed anything.
The PCSs are a little bit wonky.
What the fuck is a PCS?
I don't think I've even taken my out in God knows how long.
It's rusty.
Yeah. How are you holding up, buddy?
The PCS?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm assuming when you look at me, it's always Kevin. But, Sharon, I'm doing fine. Honestly, I feel a little... disconnected.
Disconnected from what?
Maybe
my lifeline.
Don't they have like a mother brain or some
shit?
The
mother rock. Yeah. Do we need to go to the place where PCS is from?
Where are you from?
I come from a dwarf planet. In my universe, we don't have much life of any kind, but we are people of that world. We don't look like you, but we are stationary rock formations that have a beating brain.
Oh no.
The planet on which I come from is called Iolos.
I can't believe there's tiny dwarves in these things.
It's a dwarf planet.
Yeah.
Oh no. What are the odds that Cairo got there?
Why would he go after the PCSs?
I mean, he's going planet by planet and like rapturing it. So think about it this way. If you were to engage in warfare, wouldn't you want to take out the communication methods of the other parties?
Yeah.
Does Cairo know we have PCSs?
Cairo, I believe I... Sorry. Usually I'm able to find my other selves, but right now, like I said, I'm not feeling myself.
Cairo knows people have PCSs. Whether or not he knows that we have them, I don't know if we're even really on his radar.
I know for sure that he knows that Colin has them.
And he knows Colin's alive.
Huh. Yeah, I tried to use this thing today for like the first time and it started fucking up. So now I feel vindicated and not liking it.
Extremely sorry for my inconvenience.
No,
I don't make me feel bad. That sucks.
You have nothing to apologize for. You're beautiful.
Are they talking to a rock?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, they are.
With a really easy insight check here. Boom! Kevin coming in clutch. All right.
Parker's like, Ted's agreeing with me. Now, Kevin, you are
beautiful. Can
you do a deception
for me? Yeah. If it wasn't against a PC.
That's a 17.
16.
Oh!
I hate it here. You directly responded to a thought that he had, and he said,
maybe it's just a magic thing. I don't know.
See, you're yeah, beautiful. Kev.
And I just look at him like...
Can you do an intimidation for me?
Please don't break.
No, not the natural one. No.
God, is this weird? Is this, am I looking too long? He's really, oh my God, it's like he's looking at my soul. I'm going to look away.
Hey, Kevin.
What's up?
You good?
I'm just, you know, coming to terms with everything, you know?
You were just staring at Ted for a really long time, which like wouldn't be weird because I guess I stare at Ted sometimes. But I guess I wouldn't pick up on that if I was... So, like, are you okay?
I think I'll just need a nap eventually. And when I wake up, this won't be weird anymore. God, I fucking hope so.
Okay, there's a bedroom.
See, first thing you need to understand, Kev, we're all magical. Except Brandon. He's kind of...
I'm magic.
Well, you know, kind of.
What are you eating?
Kind of.
God, am I hungry?
Listen, I had snacks in my backpack.
The point is, you just need to know I'm way better at magic than Brandon is. That's the main point I'm trying to make.
And can I'm way better at magic than Ted is.
I don't think that's a deception.
I think persuasion.
I'd say persuasion.
Ted definitely believes that.
No, another not one.
Yo, oh fuck.
Kev's like, my buddy's the
I don't
best.
Know what to believe. All I know is that Brandon is pretty fucking goated in everything that he does.
Brandon's just gonna stand there with a big old smile, kind of just looking up.
Yeah, look at that face. That he knows what he's doing.
God. Okay. Yeah. So this is what we're doing now. PCS thing.
I am your SCP PCP.
What, huh?
I am your PCP.
Yo, my favorite community writing project.
I love your work. I think we should go to where the PCS is from.
Yolos. It's a dwarf planet.
Yeah, nope, you told us that one.
You think they have like a lot of mines?
That's how we find each other.
Yeah, I mean, they're all rocks. So, yes.
You think they live underground?
Maybe.
Oh, he's cute when he's silly.
No shit, so dwarves are born from rocks.
No, we're not dwarvish.
You're losing me here.
The planet is a dwarf planet in the sense that it is a small planet. That's the name for small planets.
It's tiny.
So the planet is a dwarf.
Nope, okay, maybe we should just go.
Am I the broken one?
Hey, Colin. Parker just yells down the stairs.
Yeah, what?
Can you portal us to PCS? What was the name of it?
Eolos.
Eolos?
Why are you singing it?
Yeah?
Eolos.
Why do you guys need to go there?
There's an issue with the PCS. I think I'm going to try and fix it.
God, are you shitting me?
No.
All right, one second. He goes upstairs where you guys are, and he ruffles through one of the closets, pulls out what looks to be like giant headsets. They're kind of dome-like. He's like, all right, the O2 is not great up there.
I can be very small.
But you need to breathe.
No, but like I can hide in someone else's suit.
That's strange.
Yeah.
I could turn into a spider and I could just sit in like the glass on like...
Yeah, she could totally fit in Ted's suit.
Or someone else's. Or Ted's. I don't... Whatever you want.
So Eolos is not really good with oxygen or gravity. It's going to feel a little light up there. Because of its small size, it's gonna feel like you've got spring in your step. I recommend you finding a way inside the planet as soon as possible. Then you'll be able to take off the helmets and you guys should be good to go.
I've always wondered what a wrestling match on the moon would be like.
What?
You know?
No, I don't.
Oh, man.
These kids are gonna get me fucking killed. Look, they should last about 2 hours. Once you get inside, just twist the valve. Make sure you save that oxygen for as long as you can. Let me know what's going on. Maybe text might be better, though. I don't think you're going to have any service on that. Fuck, we're going to have to use the PCSs.
Whatever carrier okay. We have is amazing.
Sponsored by? You decide. Who wants to sponsor Magic isn't real. Yeah.
T-Mobile, what's up?
T-Mobile. AT&T, where you
AT&T,
at?
AT&T, yeah.
Verizon.
We got our eyes on you. Hey. Okay.
Well, we just lost a sponsor.
At least we still have Academy Sports and Outdoors.
At least we still have Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Yeah. And McGregor's. So you guys head downstairs and you head to the kitchen and he starts marking up on the wall. He's like, damn, it's been a minute since I've gone here. All right.
Panera sponsorship.
Jesus fucking Christ. Why? Oh my God, I forgot about the Panera.
What about my Duolingo sponsorship? Yeah.
That's true.
Are any of you afraid of spiders?
I'm not fond of them.
No, I'm good. I like spiders.
Kevin, do you like spiders?
I do well around them, but I might try and smash it if I see it.
Okay, that would be bad.
Yeah, you can't. Why? You can't smash parts.
Because it's me. Ask? I'm what? The spider.
You're no.
Yeah.
You're a spider?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I've also been a rabbit and a squirrel and a bear. And a gorilla, I think. It's been a fun week.
And a horse.
And a horse.
And a horse. That's right, I was a horse.
So am I going to get some sort of special powers once we get to...
Probably not.
Okay.
Be cool if you did, though.
Yeah, it'd be very helpful.
We could get you some at some point.
Well, I mean, it's a possibility. Like I said, the empty pot, like, metaphor that I was using before. He could have something, but it's also possible that he's just... a guy.
Smoking weed is not going to help anything here.
The empty pot. Okay, let's get suited up, Dad. If I can hide in your helmet, that's cool.
Yeah, no worries. I share things with girls all the time.
That was a weird way of putting that.
That was a very weird way of putting that.
Shut the fuck up.
I can stay home.
Just don't turn back into your normal self in my helmet and kill us both.
No, that would be very, very bad. I will stay very quiet and safe as a spider in your helmet.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
Is anyone else feeling the awkward tension here?
Did you say that?
Say that.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Why did you say that? It was so fucking weird.
What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
No, I'm just nervous to be a spider again. It's been so long.
Parker, I'm still getting spider, used like... to this guy, and he sees Ronan flying around in the kitchen.
Look, Kev, we're still getting used to you, okay?
You know
am
what?
I'm just the weird one here?
You are now. That's well, right.
Okay. You know what? No, you're right. Your normal is not my normal. I should still try and just take everything as it is. It's like talking to someone who's using sarcasm all the time. I don't know what's real and what isn't.
That's really sad.
I'm just going to get used to it.
Okay, Kev, just a heads up. You might want to look away. My magic is kind of gross. Okay, and then Parker just...
He does not
shrivels into a spider and crawls inside the
helmet.
Oh
my God, it's like a car crash.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
I mean, yeah, but you get used to it.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. Everyone's looking at me. Kev said it was a car crash. Oh, I'm never going to be able to turn into a human again.
It's so hard to not respond.
I just right now, his head is empty.
Staring straight forward.
Okay, just don't be fucking weird about it. Just stay in the helmet. Just stay in the helmet and be quiet and be a spider. And then when we're there, it'll all be fine.
So how do I put the helmet on? On your head. Okay.
Dustin, that was a great scene.
You guys see this portal? It starts to spark up in the room. You all start putting on the helmets. Parker gets inside.
Here you go, Kev. Defend yourself with this, and I'm going to toss him the club.
You give him a club.
I'm going to roll to see how much Ted brushes his teeth.
Oh, my God.
What?
The one.
Oh. He's decent about it. Decent.
Okay, yay. I love that for me.
even might occasionally use mouthwash.
Parker has pressed all of her legs against the glass. It's as far away as she can be.
I don't want to go first.
Okay, well, my thing is kind of going last, so...
It's usually Parker that goes first.
All right. And I just freaking dive in.
He goes right after you.
You know what? I'll go second this time.
So you and Kev run into each other.
Sorry.
Watch it, bro. Watch
Step
it.
Broad shoulders. You're still new here. Small kid.
Oh, this is going great.
All right. Parker, don't use up all my oxygen.
I couldn't even if I wanted. He doesn't hear. I don't know what I can do. I guess I'm just going to sit here and just think my little spider thoughts.
And you step through the portal. Once you step through, you can immediately tell the gravity is far less strong than it is on Earth. Here, you can triple your jump height. Speed goes down by 10 feet, though, once you're on the surface, because it's all very bouncy. It Whoa. Looks similar to Earth's moon in terms of color and craters, with these dark gray rock formations with veins of glowing blue stalagmites just sticking out of the ground, similar color to your PCS in the veins. You can see that there's a faint path of footprints going back and forth in the distance, and you can see a small lip
where there's a circle door that leads inside the crust of this dwarf planet.
Footprints? I knew there was dwarves.
Parker has a vivid flashback to being a little spider stuck inside the pan, and she starts little spider hyperventilating.
Oh, this was such a bad idea. Oh, this was a bad idea. Why am I in here? Why am I? Okay, just kidding.
Parker, your tiny little spider breaths are getting a little fast there. We're going to be all right. It's just a planet that knows things. How bad could it be?
Okay, little spider breaths. Little spider breaths.
I would like to attempt to grab the rope that I have with me and tie it to my waist and then tie it to my axe to kind of make it use it as an anchor so I can go and actually touch ground and kind of stay there.
Yeah.
I'm curious about something. I pull out my staff. Okay. Touch it to the ground.
What'd it
this
do?
Is the flower staff.
It is.
No, it's the other staff.
Hey, guys, do you remember when I got this thing?
You touch it to the ground, and coming out is a blue-violet-looking petal. Not really a full flower, but only a couple of leaves coming off of it.
Huh. Okay, little buddy. We'll see what you do in a little bit. I just kind of scoop up the dirt around it.
Absolutely.
Just holding it.
I want to start investigating some of the rocks.
Yeah. Can you give me an investigation?
I can. Oh, that's a one. Not natural.
There's all these dark gray patches of what looks like it could be a PCS rock, and you just start looking at the regular craters and like the regular just dirt.
Can I do an investigation as well?
No. You're in a helmet.
You can perception.
Can I, like, sure.
Can I, yeah, perception, yeah, can I do a perception? I'd say. Excuse me, yeah.
For what are you looking for?
Nothing. I didn't see a shit. Okay. Shit's worth a shit.
10 out of 10 podcast.
Thanks. Yeah, I was really thinking about how I've been cursing a lot, and I should probably tone it down.
There's nothing but fucking rocks here.
God.
Man, I wish you could talk when you were like that. It'd be fun. A little banter inside little Teddy's helmet. You probably want me to go walk over there where those footprints are. I'm guessing. I'm gonna guess what Parker's thinking about.
Yes. Go investigate things. Okay. What would I do if I had legs right now? I mean, I have legs. I have 8 of them. But, like, if I had legs and, like, was mobile, I mean, maybe I'd be looking for, like, some sort of entrance. We want to get somewhere where we can take these helmets off and I can be a human.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and follow the footprints.
Absolutely. You follow them and it leads to what looks like a little hobbit door made of metal.
Y'all said I was crazy about the dwarves. I knock on it.
Instantly won and lost points.
You can't really hear anything because...
Yeah, no sound.
But you, as soon as you knock, you know this is a thick fucking metal. This ain't no sheet. It's windowless. You can't really see inside. There is a large knob like a hatch, like a watertight hatch you'd see on a boat or a submarine. To open it, it's pretty fucking difficult.
Mm.
But it looks like this is openable.
Crazy question. If I cast heat metal on this door, would it soften it?
According to the laws of physics, I have to say yes.
You don't, but that's what you did. I appreciate it.
It would definitely hurt a little bit more if you touch it with heat metal.
Well, I'm wondering, like, if we were going to try and buckle it or knock it down, it being red hot would make it more easily fuck-withable in my mind.
Fuck-withable.
You hear Parker think, man, I hope he doesn't make the door hot. That would burn his hands.
I go, oh, man. So no response to the knock, huh?
Ooh, we should no get response to the knock. This. Brandon's really strong. I wonder if Kev's strong.
Kev seems to be jumping around willy-nilly. Kobe Bryant ain't got shit on me!
I just kind of wave over to... Because I'm assuming we can't talk to each other. Like, unless there's some kind of fucking mic
the
set up rigged.
The headsets do not actually have the mics.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't actually speak to each other right now. So I just wave over at the door towards Brandon and Kev.
I bet if we all work as a team, we can get this open in no time.
Kev, quit fucking up. He can't hear me.
What do you want? I have no idea that they can't hear me.
I can't hear you.
What?
I can't. I start gesturing in my head.
Once he gets within 20 feet of you, you can still hear his thoughts.
What the hell does he want? What the hell does he want?
I point at the door and then I make a like swinging motion with my arm.
Yes, charades. Charades are good.
Why is he swinging his hands like that? Why are you swinging your hands like that?
I'm swinging my arms because I need you to chop down the fucking door. You just see my mouth moving.
Maybe I should get a little closer.
Kev starts following you.
What do you want?
I point towards your axe over fucking buried in the ground and then I point at the door.
And then I make an opening noise. The whole thing.
Parker starts banging her spider head against the glass.
The tiniest dink, dink, dink.
Why did I volunteer to be a spider for this? Why did I volunteer to be a spider for this?
Brandon, seeing you making the gesture to open the door, is like, oh, he wants me to open the door. And I'm going to start looking for a handle on the door.
Yeah, it's a big hatch. Big, like, rotating.
I'm going to just rotate it.
Yeah. Oh. Without breaking or heating it, can you give me an athletics check?
Oh, that's not good. That is a 10.
Damn.
Oh, my buddy needs help. And he goes and tries to help you out. Roll it with advantage. You and Kev both.
8.
I have him roll. No. So... You guys, with all of the might that you're trying to muster, just can't open the door.
I'm going to die in space.
You can absolutely try to do it again. You just need to do better.
Damn it. And we'll start like punching the door.
Damn it. Fuck.
Do we have any idea of how long we've been up here?
No more than like 2 minutes.
Okay. We still have a lot of time.
All right. I got an idea. Mage Hand does not specify it needs to be at a point you can see.
True.
Just a point within 30 feet. So I'm going to, like, think about, there's got to be something on the other side of this door. And I try and estimate maybe 3-4 feet thick. And I just extend my bright pink sparkly mage hand through the door, I suppose, if it's incorporeal. And then I start kind of blindly groping with the mage hand at the backside of the door to try and like look for a lock or a handle or something.
There is a handle looking like a lever.
I'm like, Ted's smart. Ted's fucking smart. Ted can think of shit. Ted can open doors.
I'm gonna die in space.
And you start to flick the lever in the opposite position and you see some sort of gas coming out of the other sides, almost like it's the pressure just went down.
Oh, okay.
Now it will be monumentally easier to open this door. You don't even need to do a check. You guys can open it with ease.
I'm going to, as soon as I hear that, well, I guess I can't hear it, but yeah.
But you see it.
I'll see it, yeah, so I'll just pull as hard as I can.
Absolutely, and you open this door. And as you step through, there's a sliding door in front of you. A glass sliding door. And the gravity pulls this hatch back. The lever that you had pushed goes back into the upright position, pressurizing this chamber, and vapor sprays all around you. Then eventually it stops. After about 5 seconds, the sliding door opens and you see this industrialized sci-fi complex looking like a spaceship. And you see a bunch of dwarvish bodies laying limp on the ground in puddles of not only their own blood, but water. And with that, we are going to stop here for today's session.
Yeah, that's bad. We're gonna die in space. Listening to episode 21 of Magic Isn't Real. As always, we thank you so much for your support and your love for the show and just helping us grow it. It means the world. If you want to support the podcast, tell your friends about it. Tell your enemies about it. Leave a review on whatever podcast listening service you use. If that simply isn't enough, please consider subscribing to our Patreon, where for $5, you can hang out with us in the Discord, listen to our after-show specials, and even personally stump us with whatever questions we cannot answer. Shout out, as always, to our patrons. We could not do the show without y'all. Credit where credit is due. Dustin Parsons is our game master. Christian Contreras plays Brandon Rodriguez. Jonah Pfeiffer plays Ted Vardaman. And Kayla Temshev plays Parker Henley. Episodes are edited by Dustin Parsons with assistance from Brendan Rex and Josue Campos. Intro music is by Jake the Dead. Cover art is by Juniper Whitney. Eddie is our community manager. And social media is managed by Anna Rose Pfeiffer and Kayla Temshev. If you listen this far, thank you and we love you. And we lied about the magic. It's totally real.